Meine Grundsätze will ich gerade jetzt deutlich unterstreichen. Der Krieg darf kein Mittel der Politik sein.
Right now, I want to underline my principles clearly. War must not be a means to achieve political ends. Wars must be eliminated, not simply limited. Today, no national interests can be isolated from our collective responsibility for peace. Every foreign policy must serve this purpose. As a means of achieving European and worldwide security, it must aim to reduce tensions and cultivate communication across borders.
Krieg ist also nicht mehr die Ultima Ratio, sondern die Ultima Irratio. Auch wenn das noch nicht allgemeine Einsicht ist, ich begreife eine Politik für den Frieden als wahre Realpolitik dieser Epoche.
War is not the ultimo ratio, but the ultimo irratio. Even if this is not yet a generally held view, I regard a policy promoting peace as the true Realpolitik of this era.
For Willy Brandt, pursuing a policy of peace is one of the lessons Germany learned from the tyranny of the Nazis and from their war of conquest and extermination. He emphasizes that at present, the Germans are trying to find a tolerable balance among themselves and with the rest of the world.
Ich sage hier wie zu Hause, ein guter Deutscher kann kein Nationalist sein. Ein guter Deutscher weiß, dass er sich einer europäischen Bestimmung nicht versagen kann.
I say here what I say at home in Germany. A good German cannot be a nationalist. A good German knows that he cannot deny his European destiny. Through Europe, Germany returns to itself and to the constructive forces of its history. Our Europe, born of the experience of suffering and failure, is the imperative mission of reason.
Willy Brandt does not consider the Nobel Peace Prize, which he had received the day before, as an award for himself alone.
For me, the prize is also significant because it has made evident to the whole world that Germany has come to terms with itself. It has found its way back to itself, like an exile, rediscovering the peaceful and humane features of his fatherland.